Sally Friedman, who worked in New York theater as a scenic designer, was a long-distance swimmer in her off time. She trained to swim the English Channel, helped by Paul, her new husband and amateur coach. Several years ago, just before Sally was to leave for England, Paul was killed in a traffic accident. Sally Friedman has now told this story in a book, and she is still swimming in a lake just this week with the water at 58 degrees.
The first thing I do is just put the very soles of my feet, I let them touch the water, and I wince and I think, oh no, I can't do this. And then I put my feet in up to the ankles, you know, just sitting on the side. And so then I think, well, 58 degrees, I've been in that for, you know, over 4 hours. I can get in for a few minutes or however long. And when it's colder to just stay there than to push off, I push off and start swimming.
You described that that ice cold headband headache that's like that you get with ice cream sometimes. You get
right
from the water
where your teeth ache and yeah, your head hurts.
Now, how cold would the English Channel be?
Hopefully low 60s. It varies. I know somebody swam it when it was 68, which would have been lovely. I don't actually know what temperature it was that summer when I was going to do it.
You use the word hopefully. Do you still have a thought of doing it someday?
No. I think of the book as my English Channel, so I figure, well, I replaced one thing with another.
The day that Paul died, the day of Paul's accident, this idea that life can be over, can begin to be over in just an instant, is a terrifying one. And I know it must still be with you, that all of a sudden things have changed, and they've changed for an eternity, as you put it.
Mm-hmm.
Does it still scare you?
I'm a little better now than I was, but I remember when I was in Pittsburgh visiting my parents, and my mother had gone for a walk, and she was longer than I thought she'd be, and I was just terrified. So I start worrying more about, you know, people I love than is good. Because you can't live like that. You can't live constantly thinking this could be it.
What is it like having Paul now remaining young in your mind? He died at what, 30?
33.
Uh-huh. And he stays at that age in your mind, and you're going on. What is that like for you?
Well, it's more, once again, a hypothetical thing. I think I'm 41 now, but I don't necessarily feel 41, but I realize that I am getting older, and obviously he's not, which is, I don't know, the way his death has changed me certainly has made me feel a lot older and made him seem a lot younger.
What do you mean when you say that his death made you a lot older? How have you changed?
Well, in some ways I feel like I'm ancient, and that most widows are older, widows and widowers. So in my neighborhood there are a lot of elderly women. You know, I see the little old ladies there by themselves, and I feel more like I have more in common with them than these people starting their families.
How are things going for you now? Right after the death, you write, "Life as I knew it and loved it is over. I don't want to swim the English Channel without Paul any more than I want to live without Paul. I want to volunteer to play a role in the next senseless killing, to be the next innocent bystander shot on a city street, the next random victim of a terrorist bomb." You wouldn't say that today.
Now I definitely don't feel like that anymore. I mean, I do enjoy life. There's certainly not the same intensity of grief. There's always going to be a certain sadness. But also, I feel like Paul's just this good friend who's always with me now, and his place in my life has changed. When I think of him, I'm no longer, you know, I don't start crying. I just, half the time I'll start laughing. Or this kind of easy relationship that we had that makes me feel good again.
Sally Friedman, author of Swimming the Channel.